USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two United States regions are implementing more COVID restrictions. In King County, home to Seattle, all restaurants and bars must verify their patrons' COVID-19 vaccination status before allowing them to dine starting Monday. In New York City, all private sector employees will be required to get the coronavirus vaccination starting December 27th.
To really focus on maximizing vaccination quickly so we can get ahead of Omicron and all the other challenges we're facing right now with COVID.
Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. President Biden believes prescription drug prices are outrageously expensive.
It may surprise you, we pay about 2 to 3 times what other countries pay for the same drug.
Biden saying the United States has the highest prescription drug prices of any developed nation in the world. USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause was initiated under former President Donald Trump when COVID-19 first surged in the United States back in March 2020, and it was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer says the president should do more than just extend the pause.
Ultimately, we want the president to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt. And we're making a big push in January to get the president to do that.
Former Empire actor Jussie Smollett is taking the stand in his trial for allegedly staging a hate crime attack. Smollett allegedly hiring two people, telling them to wear Make America Great Again hats, and staged that they beat him. Prosecutors calling those two brothers to the stand last week. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is announcing a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympics in China.
The Biden administration will not send any diplomatic or official representation to the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki adding the United States is protesting China's ongoing human rights abuses. She says it cannot be business as usual with China. As travel restrictions take effect, a former member of the Trump administration is speaking out.
Former HUD Secretary and brain surgeon Ben Carson was on Newsmax over the weekend. He says although COVID-19 variants will be around for years, Americans cannot punish countries for being transparent.
Well, you know, that is a sad situation because that's going to encourage other nations to hide things rather than to be forthright. You know, if you're going to be requiring people to have a negative test before they come into the country, that should apply to South Africa, too. They shouldn't have to have extra measures. And, you know, when it comes to the seriousness of what we're doing, I think American people are more observant than many in the government think they are. They're watching what's going on. They're seeing all the inconsistencies. They're seeing the lack of concern about people coming across our southern border.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.